Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Today, a spicy Christmas. We'll be sharing our Christmas gifts later today.
Spicy.
You can keep the gift or you can trade it in for one of the packages I have in front of me. There's luxury inside these packages.
It's definitely luxury.
An upgrade. But in a couple of these... A spicy Christmas. It's those you eat it so hot it's gonna like hurt you. There's the spicy gummy bear, the spicy chip, the spice. It could be real bad, but it could also be luxurious.
Ooh.
It could be real good. So we'll do that coming up today. Let's start the show though. Eddie, my friend, you were up first. Here he is, our video producer, producer Eddie. Hey.
Bones, check your phone. I just sent it to you, but I had to get proof of what I saw again. And I hate to do this to Lunchbox. He sits right next to me. I see all kinds of things on his computer screen.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, this is every day, Bones.
Oh my gosh.
I look over and Lunchbox is scrolling, looking at bikini pictures. I'm like, dude, we're in the middle of the show. We're trying to work. And now, look, I'm human. I'm a man. I look over. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's he looking at? And so it distracts me. I'm trying to do my work. Something's got to be addressed here, Bones.
Yeah, Lunchbox is looking at... I feel weird just looking at it right now, what he was looking at.
Yeah, why were you looking at it?
Must have been a news article. I don't know what I was looking at. I haven't seen it.
Do you see, Bones, how he scrolls up and then back down and then looks at it again?
Yeah.
Very strange.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like naked girls on your computer.
No, it's not naked girls.
No, I mean, basically.
Almost.
It's swimsuits, but you can see through them.
Is that my fault? If the news puts it out, that's news.
You're not on CNN or Fox News. You're not on ABC, NBC, CNET. That's not the news.
Maybe he's on, like... UPI odd news?
Boobynews.com.
Sorry if it has a hottie.
You know what? I'm in the Christmas spirit. I'm not going to address it right now.
Okay.
Thank you, Eddie, for sharing that.
Yeah, man.
Delete from my phone. Because I don't need to have that on my phone. Okay, up next. I don't know what he's looking at right now. Here he is, Lunchbox, everybody.
Guys, Eddie has got to stop.
Oh, here we go.
With this stupid football that he's carrying around. He went to the Cowboys game this past weekend, and he got a football. And now he thinks he's a football player.
He does carry around everywhere.
And
he's walking
around the hall and he just throws it at people. And he's like, always got to pay attention when you're on the field. Like, we're not on the football field. Or he carries it and he bumps into you and goes, yep, bounce off that tackle. And I'm like, we're not playing football. And he's been doing it all week. Like, when is this going to stop?
They stole his ball during the game.
Oh, my God.
So what happened was Matt Overton, who plays for the Cowboys, who was our intern for a while, he comes over and we're talking with him. He's fully padded up, helmet. We're just hanging out with him before the game on the sideline. And he gives Eddie one of the balls. But like the ball boy thinks Eddie stole the ball and takes his ball from him and puts it in the bag. And he's like, no, they're fighting over a ball.
Yeah, I had to tell him, like, hey, a football player gave that to me. He goes, which player? I'm like, Matt Overton. He's my buddy. And he's like, ugh, and he threw me the ball. He thought I was lying for sure.
But Eddie walks everywhere with a ball now.
And he acts like he's playing football. Like, can we stop?
I like it.
Thank you,
hey,
Russ.
New year, though, we calm it down.
Well, when the Cowboys win the Super Bowl, I'll never bring it again.
I'll tell you what. You can keep that ball and bring it and do that every day until the Cowboys lose a game. As long as they're winning.
Okay, I'll take it.
Okay, good deal.
Oh, my God.
Good deal. I like it. I'm here.
Thanks, Bones.
I'm here. You're here. Lunchbox is here. We're all good.
Yeah, we're here.
We're happy. Cowboys win. Eddie gets to keep the ball.
Woo!
All right, up next, here she is. Amy, everybody.
Amy!
Guys, I'm gift card rich. Oh. This is so exciting. I decided to go through a bunch of my purses and wallets, and I found 4 gift cards. 2 to this clothing store, 1 to Target, and then 2 to a spa that have been gifted to me over time that I guess I forgot about in this one wallet. Booking a massage. Like, I'm so excited, but this is just a PSA and a reminder.
How'd you check to see if there was what was on them?
Huh? I did.
I mean, but how do you do that just generally?
Oh, you can call the spa one I called and gave them, like, the card info, and they're like, yeah, you're good to go. I was like, sweet, sign me up. And then the... They haven't been used. I mean, good point. I guess the Target one, I'll have to find out when I get there.
Yeah, because there are times I use a gift card, and they're like, oh, there's still $6 on it. And I'm like, okay, I'll put them back in my wallet.
Yeah.
And then I forget about it, and I'm like, $50?
Okay.
And there's $6. Oh.
Well, good point. TBD on the Target.
Okay.
But it's just a reminder to check your coat pockets, check your wallets, check your purses that you maybe haven't carried in a while if you have those. Or, Bobby, you have little man bags. What do you call it?
Don't worry about it. Okay, we don't need to go there.
But
I have a bag.
Yeah.
It's a bag.
I carry all my stuff in it.
Okay.
I don't use pockets anymore. I'm pocketless. It's like cashless places. I'm pocketless.
Oh, wow, yeah. Huh.
So thank you for bringing that up, though.
It's touchless car wash?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Touchless Friday and Saturday nights. My life for almost 30, that's 35.
That was your nickname in college?
Yeah. Anyway, this is just a reminder because you never know what you might find. You might find cash. But
okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ray, what do you have for me?
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, his favorite color is red, and every night it's difficult for him to go to bed.
Thank you.
Bobby Bones.
Wow, that's good.
Thank you. I have my top 5 songs of 2022. Again, I threw this together this morning. It could change by 8 a.m. today. But here are my top 5 songs. Number 5, George Burge, Mind on You.
I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these 4 wheels on a 2-lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips.
Number 4, Ben Rector, Steady Love.
But when your heart gets tired of living on the run, my God, you should find you some.
Number 3, Kelsey Ballerini and Kenny Chesney, Half of My Hometown.
Half of my hometown, still hanging around, still talking about that one touchdown, they're still wearing.
Number 2, Zach Bryan, Something in the Orange.
To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am, where the hell am I supposed to go?
And number 1, what do you think it is, my number 1 song of 2022? Any guesses at all? If you get it, I'll give you $5.
Okay. Is it anything Morgan?
Your 10 seconds on the clock starts now. You don't have to guess a bunch of answers. Just have your answer in 10 seconds. Why don't you put your hand down?
Oh, I think you said raise your hand.
No, I'm going to come to you. It's my bad. I'm going to come to you. Eddie, let me know. You good? Morgan, you good? Amy, you good?
I guess. I'm good.
Okay, Amy?
I mean, I don't know. You approve?
You approve Morgan Wallen. Okay, Lunchbox?
Opening act.
Opening act, Raging Idiots. I would never do that. That'd be trivial and that would be stupid, although it is pretty, a pretty good jam. Morgan?
Stick Season.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Stick Season. Yeah. Eddie?
Stick Season.
Okay. If you guys both got it, I'll give you both the money. Here's a clip of my number one song of 2022. Vacation Part 2, Eric Dodd, Cizan Raymundo, and Abby Lee Anderson.
Yeah, man.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag, yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I went to the dentist for a cleaning and I got the creepiest vibes from him. He was saying weird things to me like, oh, you're a juicy girl, aren't you? Referring to the spit in my mouth. And I can't get over your lips. They're perfect.
What the?
Still grosses me out at the word juicy. Eww. The man's probably in his late 50s. The question is, should I find a new dentist or is this normal? Signed, Creeped Out Casey. aka molar opposite.
People are getting clever.
This is what I would say. It's always on a scale. Like, how great of a dentist is he? You can take so much weirdness based on how great of a dentist he or she is. And this sounds like a dude here. If he's like excellent A-plus dentist who gets you in when you can get in, you go away with very little pain, you probably take a little more creepiness. If they're not that good anyway, you get a new dentist. Mm. It is creepy, though. Who says, oh, you're a juicy girl, aren't you?
That's weird, man. If you
that
ever
is
need to
unreal.
Be sedated, do not go to him.
But can you say that in a way that's not gross? Because I don't think so, but let me try it a couple ways.
Okay.
Oh, you're a juicy girl, aren't you?
No,
that's
creepy,
weird.
Dude.
Okay. Nope. Let's try another one. Oh, you're a juicy girl, aren't you?
No. What creepy,
about,
man.
What about your lips are perfect?
Well, I can't get over your lips. They're perfect. What if you say that like, oh, wow. Clinically speaking, you can't get over your lips. They're perfect.
No, man, that's weird.
Or you can't even try clinically speaking, you're juicy.
Yeah, juicy really doesn't come out in a way that's not creepy.
Dang, man.
It just depends on how good the dentist is. If it is an 8 creepy to you, he better be an 8 dentist. You need to scale it the same way. If it's 9 creepy, he better be a 9 good dentist. But if it's 8 creepy and he's a 4 dentist, I'm out the door. I'm going to find a new one. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to deal with the new insurance issue. Okay, here it is. Here's the number. But that's creepy. But you're not weird. That's creepy.
Mm-hmm. You're not creepy.
Would you leave dentists?
Creepy. I'm with you. Like, if they're awesome, you could go. But I stand by the fact that if you ever need to be sedated. Uh-uh.
If you're a 10, touch my butt.
No.
Me? If you're a great dentist, everything feels good, give me a little slap on the way in and out. Okay. Let's get him, champ. Boom.
Okay.
I'm going into the game. All right, let's get him, coach. Let's get him, coach dentist. Yeah, you probably want to look for a new dentist.
I mean, there's normally... there.
If you're asking,
even.
You probably want to look for a new dentist. Yep. That's what it is.
There's always a dental hygienist in the room at the same time.
Yeah, and he was like, it is juicy.
They're both agreeing, yeah.
Yeah, you probably want to look for a new dentist. The bottom line, probably good. Good time to get a new dentist. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Time for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! All right, I have two that I couldn't settle, so I'm going to start and end.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to hit you with a double. This first one I just thought was interesting. When a person lies, they experience an increase in temperature right around their nose. It's known as the Pinocchio effect. But when you lie and you know it, your body temperature, that's why they can nail you on some of these lie detector tests, because your body up, down, heart rate up. So when you lie, your body does different things.
Interesting.
So there's a temperature increase right around your nose.
So when Lunchbox talks, we can look at his nose.
Ooh, let's put a thermometer.
It's always red. His nose is always red anyway.
Because he's always lying.
Yeah. Oh, is that it?
That's why.
Amy, what do you have over there?
Okay, so how's Stanley doing?
He is okay. He's going... His x-rays for 2 months on his leg are happening. And if that's clear, he goes 4 more weeks and he can have some activity.
Okay. Well, I just
Stanley's
saw...
my dog, by the way, if you're a new listener.
Yeah. Stanley the dog had ACL surgery. Mm-hmm. And I saw that dogs sometimes can pretend to be sick just to get more attention from their owners.
He faked a whole snapping an ACL. I don't know how that would work. But yeah, I could see where if you get anything is... like handed or given to you because of something. If A happens, if B happens because A, you always want to, okay, well, if I do A more, I can get more B.
Yeah.
Regardless if it's sick or bark, that's how they get treats or mind. Yeah, that's interesting.
I know,
they
sometimes
can,
my son's like, my stomach hurts. And now I'm like, does it really, you know? So it's weird. It's hard being a mom.
I do that with Kayla. My stomach hurts, but it always does. And that's what stinks.
Oh, so you're not
IBS.
Wolf.
No, not at all. Sometimes I act like my stomach doesn't hurt when it's killing me because I don't want to hear it go, well, don't eat sugar.
Mm. Oh, yeah, because you know what did it.
Because I love sugar. Lunchbox.
Oh, got to go to the bathroom? I want to challenge you. Next time you go to the bathroom, don't do it in the toilet.
What?
Put the plugger in the bathtub and then just pee in the bathtub because we all pee enough every month to fill up the entire bathtub.
Ew. What? Why would we?
So last week he did farts in a balloon and this one he's doing peeing in a bathtub?
Yeah, but the average person pees enough every month to fill up a regular size bathtub.
I don't think I do.
You don't pee that much?
I don't think I drink. I mean, I try to drink water, enough water.
Not per day.
Well,
no, over a month.
Can you imagine per day?
There's only one way to find out.
Test it out.
Golly, can you imagine how stinky that would be?
Oh my gosh.
Disgusting.
All right, Morgan, what do you have?
There's an exclusive club in Antarctica called Club 300. To become a member, one has to warm themselves in a 200-degree sauna, then run outside naked and touch the ceremonial South Pole where it's 100 degrees below.
Is this a fraternity?
I can do that.
I feel like your stuff would freeze and break off.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to get you to do.
Okay, if you touch that up against a pole, like your tongue in the Christmas story. Oof. Yeah, that's miserable. Okay, Eddie, what do you have?
So before toilet paper was invented, Americans used corn cobs. So if they were having dinner, they'd be like, all right, eat your corn. Whoa, don't throw that away. Thank you. That's for my toilet.
That's my butt.
They use like that corn cob to like wipe their butt. That's
crazy. You ever hear the term corn cob in your butt?
No. Never heard that in my life.
You're walking like you have a corn cob up your butt?
Oh, like that, like the waddle?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But they're not.
But it's like it's stuck up there.
Yeah, that's but that's that, not that, how that's you
the
clean root. It.
I know, but that's the what?
You clean it, but no, there's no way.
That was toilet paper.
Yeah, what else?
But it goes sideways.
No, I know, but still.
You don't go up.
No, I hear you, but I'm saying that's where that comes from, though. It's like there's a corn cob.
It is? Mm-hmm.
Like somebody wasn't paying attention and they accidentally.
Well, no, it could just be in any. Listen, Eddie, I don't make the rules, okay?
That's weird, man.
I just abide by them. Okay, here we go. I'm going to end with this one, too. So the IRS requires you to pay taxes on money you make, right? They also require you to pay taxes on money that you get illegally. So if you rob a bank, sell drugs, commit credit card fraud or anything else, and then you get caught, you have to pay taxes on what you got caught for that you got illegally.
Wow, what a twist.
So you have to pay on illegal money as well.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
Come on! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Let me tell you about Eric and Dawn Herford. They got married 14 years ago and they wanted a family, but medical issues prevented that. So in the early 2000s, they started fostering children. They have 8 adopted children now that were once foster kids that are now in their forever home. In addition to the 8 kids that are now their children, they're fostering 3 other kids currently, and they've opened their home to rescue animals. They have 10 puppies right now and 2 dogs. So there's probably all kinds of chaos, but also awesomeness in that house. And I just wanted to acknowledge like the greatness that they're doing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're changing so many lives. And then they're changing so many lives that those so many lives that they're changing can affect.
That's right.
Right?
Domino,
so it'll keep going.
Yeah, like if you take care of somebody, they may take care of 3 people. Those 3 people may take care of 12 people. You know, there were people that stepped up in my life, my head football coach, my youth director at church, Coach Gandalf, Robert Parker, my best friend Evan's dad, who took me ever on my first vacation. We got in a van and drove because we couldn't afford a vacation. Who made sure I got to baseball games. Like, it's those people that took care of me. So then hopefully I feel like it's my job to try to take care of a bunch of people, right?
Yeah.
That's an awesome story. What's their name again?
Eric and Dawn Herford.
Well, it's a tough last name to have and to say, but I'd be honored to have it if I were one of your kids. That's awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's the last easy trivia of the year. We could have a champion here. The champion wears the tiara. Lunchbox has it. So easy trivia. It's the easiest trivia game in the whole wide world where you, the listener, probably beat the show. Right, everybody?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
So it's all easy. Eddie, 4 wins. Lunchbox, 4 wins.
Oh, my gosh.
Amy and Morgan each have 1. We play to 5. Let's go.
Yeah.
Question number 1. It's easy trivia. Everything's easy. Up first, Lunchbox. What color is Santa's suit?
Red.
Correct. Eddie, what does Santa drive to deliver toys on Christmas Eve?
A sleigh.
Good. Morgan, where does Santa live?
The North Pole.
Good. Who are Santa's little helpers at the North Pole, Amy?
Elves.
Correct. Okay, good. Nobody goes home in the first round anyway. That category was Christmas. If Eddie or Lunchbox win, they are the champion.
Either?
Yeah. You guys can keep it from them, though.
Come on, Amy.
Guys, relax.
Easy trivia. The category is food. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What food serves as the base for guacamole?
Avocado.
Correct. Eddie, Hershey's is the largest manufacturer of what in the United States?
Chocolate.
Correct. Morgan, what is the iconic cuisine often found in Chicago and what they're known for?
Deep dish pizza.
Correct. Amy, what popular Mexican dish literally translates to little donkey?
What?
What popular Mexican food dish is unfair, maybe? What Mexican food translates to little donkey?
That's this
what
it is in the Spanish. Same category as all these other.
Yeah. It's easy, Amy. Come on.
Do you know it, Eddie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Little donkey.
Do you know it, Morgan?
No, I have no idea. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Oh, no.
I don't want to see you go home either because I like to extend it.
I mean, you as the
I need
host,
you, Amy.
Would you put this in the same category?
No, but I'm not. But I have. That's why I have a staff.
Amy, come on. Please get it.
I mean, little donkey. Tiny.
What popular Mexican food?
Taco. Enchilada.
Incorrect.
Burrito.
You've been booed.
Eddie?
She said it. Burrito.
Yeah.
Amy Burrito.
Okay.
I would have missed that too.
I mean,
Amy,
if we could contest, I would contest.
Guys, no, you can contest. Rejected. All right. The category is U.S. presidents. You only contest if it's wrong.
Oh, no.
I contest that that's not a level.
What president?
Question.
Yellow card.
Oh.
End of the year.
Hey, two yellow cards now. She now has a red card, and she's eliminated from the next round.
Wow! Amy, stop talking. Amy,
first time
stop
ever.
The first red card ever.
First red card. You have been banned from the next game, too.
In honor of the World Cup final on this Sunday. Oh, my goodness.
Double bone.
We got double boned.
We've never heard
a
double bone.
Okay. That's a real deal.
Hey, that's what you got to do.
And now our mic is off. She's been red carded. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Guys, I don't know if I can concentrate anymore.
Lunchbox, the category is U.S. presidents.
Oh, no.
What president had a rumored set of wooden teeth?
What?
Wooden teeth, known for his wooden teeth.
Abraham Lincoln, I have no idea.
Incorrect.
You've been boned.
Amy
can't talk. Amy can't talk.
She's dead. She's got a red card.
Double bone. Oh, my gosh.
Who is it?
Okay, settle down, son.
It was George Washington.
Oh, how would I know that? Mm-hmm.
Eddie, U.S. President Taft was so large, he once got stuck in what at the White House?
What? I don't know these.
The category is presidents. U.S. President Taft
so fat.
Was so large, he once got stuck in what?
What in the world?
At the White House.
Oh, no. Amy, I can hear you. Oh, my goodness. He was so large, Bones, he got stuck in a chair.
You've been boned.
Oh, I have no idea.
Bathtub.
He what?
Yeah. If Morgan gets this right, she wins. If she misses it, you're all back in.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Morgan, cover your ears. Cover your ears.
The category is U.S. presidents. Morgan, what president issued the Emancipation Proclamation?
Really great question, Bobby.
She doesn't know it.
Oh, my gosh. Yes,
she doesn't know it.
Amy, don't.
Amy, stop talking.
What president issued the Emancipation Proclamation?
It's a really solid question that I should have the answer to. Thomas Jefferson.
No.
No, Abraham Lincoln. Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes, we're still alive. Back. We're still alive, baby.
We're,
we're still alive.
Oh, I'm back.
Yeah. We're now to speed round because you all were eliminated. Everybody's back in, you three.
What do you mean speed round? We have to yell our name?
Buzz your name.
Oh, no.
There'll be four questions in the category of yellow.
Frick,
yellow.
I
like yellow.
Oh, my
Buzz
God.
In your name with the answer. Whoever has the most points after these four questions.
Wow.
Question number one. Who lives?
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
SpongeBob.
Correct.
Wow.
Guys, you guys have to take shots because.
You said who lives.
Yeah, in a pineapple under the sea.
Well, and now I know that.
What luxury sports car?
Morgan. Lamborghini.
Incorrect.
Nice.
Has a yellow logo.
Lunchbox. Ferrari.
Correct.
Yeah!
Eddie, you have to get the next two to tie.
I know.
Morgan, you have to get the next two to tie.
Yeah, I know.
The year was 2000. This British band.
Lunchbox. Yellow card.
Love it, Eddie.
Incorrect, Lunchbox.
Dang.
Eddie.
This, okay.
Coldplay.
Correct.
Dang it, you're right.
It
yellow.
Was all yellow.
Right. Morgan, you got to get this one.
Morgan, you know, if you get it, he wins.
Lunchbox.
I know, I don't know who I want to win more right now, though. Like, I don't want either one of them to win.
So you got
to
get this.
You want me to get it because you win.
Guys, okay. I'm still in the mix.
Let's
I'm
go.
Here.
Name the lumber and wood company.
Eddie. Yellowwood.
Correct.
Let's go.
Two people remain. Speed round. The next category is world history. Just you two now.
Come on.
In which country was the Titanic launched?
Lunchbox. Germany.
Incorrect.
I have no idea.
What country?
Was it launched?
Ireland.
Incorrect. It's England.
Dang it. I thought Jack was from Ireland.
In which country were there pharaohs?
Eddie. Egypt.
Correct.
I don't know that one.
The assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand started what world war?
Lunchbox.
Eddie. Lunchbox.
One.
Correct.
Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh.
No idea.
Oh, my gosh.
These are hard.
Yeah, you're telling me.
For the win, world history.
Oh, my God.
It is often rumored that the Mona Lisa is a painting.
Eddie. Da Vinci.
Correct. Is of himself.
Yes! Eddie's yes! Give me the crown! Where is Eddie it? Give me the crown, Lunchbox. Put it on my head.
It went down to the end.
Lunchbox, get your crown. Put it on my head.
Eddie is the easy champion.
Wow. Wow. This is how you end the year.
Wow.
Woo!
Okay.
I should have got Coldplay.
Unbelievable.
Yellow card.
Hey,
Eddie, you are the champion.
Bones,
say something.
Bones, thank you so much. Everyone, say goodbye to 2022. This is the end of a perfect year. Next year is going to be better. Let's go,
Eddie,
baby!
Champion! On the phone, Matthew in South Carolina.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, I heard Lunchbox, the let the review saying that Holiday Harmony was the worst show he's seen of the year.
Yeah.
I personally think that he should have to watch the show and y'all test him on it.
I like
if
that.
If he fails the test, y'all should then, hit some kind of punishment afterwards.
Spank him with our hand, bare bottom. Ooh. Okay, look, here's the thing. Lunchbox said that Holiday Harmony was the worst movie of 2022. He hadn't seen it. He was just taking a jab at Amy.
It was just funny. It's called comedy, folks.
I don't know if that's what that's called, but...
Did you get a chuckle? Did you chuckle?
No.
Yeah, you did.
No. Secondly, you did say you're going to watch it.
I did.
Because you're going to be a good guy in 2023.
Yeah. I don't know about being a good guy. I'm going to watch it. I need to watch it and give Amy my real review.
When we come back after New Year's?
Yeah, I'll have my review.
Of the whole movie and of Amy?
Yeah.
You know it's going to be so positive and loving and supportive.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait. We're going to start off the new year with a great review. I'm going to take over Movie Mike's podcast for the day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That would be funny, actually, if you guys did that. Matthew, thank you for that idea. I appreciate that. Hope your Christmas is good.
Thank you. Y'all, Merry Christmas to y'all, too.
All right, buddy. You, too. See you later. Amy, what's coming up in the pile?
Well, I'm going to share the most stressful job in America right now, and then I've got a step-by-step guide to pretending that you love a gift, even if you don't like it. And then we'll go over some modern country Christmas songs for your playlist this holiday season.
I got to get my pen out because you guys are giving me some gifts today, and I need to practice.
Oh, yeah.
Practice that reaction. Oh, my God. It's so cool. Is that real?
No.
Wowzers! Is that good?
Better.
No. Okay. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Have you seen the report that ranked the most stressful jobs in America?
I see it. They do it every year, and I'm always intrigued because it's a mixture of dangerous jobs, jobs that could be dangerous if you don't do it right for somebody else, like a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be stressful. Police officers, because your life is always on the line.
Yeah.
I have friends that drive trucks, they haul wood. They have to cut the wood too.
That's stressful.
One of my buddies is missing a finger
because of his job.
Loads, oof, transports trees. So that's stressful. This can be stressful, but only because we could get fired if we have bad ratings.
Right. But we're not losing fingers.
Like day to day, we're not in here. I wasn't like Arkansas Keith who worked at a sawmill his whole life. That's hard work. This is a different kind of work. But the stress here is if we don't perform, we get fired. And we have to perform and hope people like us, not just do a job. We can't just come in and do and have effort. People have to like us or we get fired.
Lunchbox doesn't really care about that, though. That's weird.
Yeah.
I care about getting fired.
No, about being, liked.
Oh, no, I don't care about that.
Also thinks everybody loves that.
Right.
Yeah, there's a couple that don't. They call in, they leave stupid voicemails. I'm like, you are irrational.
Amy, what do they list as the top stressful jobs?
It's funny you mention what we do because that'll come up in a second. But urologists, that's the number one most stressful job.
Is that PP doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Is that urologist? Because I know man. Is that urologist as man and woman?
Like urine?
I don't have one. No, I don't see a urologist.
No. But does urologists do both? I know urologists see guy, but urologists also women, or is that just a male?
We need to Google. Look this up, but I think they only work with men because women don't have that.
I didn't know this.
Okay.
So I know what a urologist is, a doctor who specializes in the treatment of function and the urinary system, but it doesn't say anything about just males.
Oh, I thought it was.
You have that, Amy.
Well, I do urinate.
Yes, you do.
Oh, wow. I
women
have no
do
idea.
See urologists.
Oh.
Yeah,
They treat conditions specific to men, such as ED, prostate cancer, but urologists also treat urinary problems of women.
Okay, well, there you go. I stand corrected. I thought it was just the, prostate ED stuff.
I think generally it's probably men who are going. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we do
make
the list.
That would also be stressful. Like, you don't want to mess up a guy's urology.
No. Ruin his life.
Yeah.
You mess with that urology. Go ahead, Amy. I'm sorry.
It says here, radio disc jockeys. But that's not how
but we're not DJs.
I know,
but yeah, I would be stressed out too because
100%.
You got to provide something more than just talking over songs. And but we're not. If when somebody calls me a DJ, I want to go out of my skull. I'm just so offended because we don't play. One, we don't play discs. Two, I don't care what music we're playing. Sometimes we don't play any music during the show. We are personalities, podcasters, whatever you want to say. And three, it insults real DJs, honestly.
Yeah.
They're up there, they have a craft of mixing music. And here they are being compared to us. Mm. Sorry, all you DJ. Deadmau5, I apologize.
Well, I didn't say actual DJs like Deadmau5.
No, I know, but
radio disc.
That's why I'm saying when people
jockeys.
Say DJs to us, it's insult to them.
Okay, well, that specific career is more stressful than 83% of all jobs. They put that as more stressful than an airline pilot and someone who handles explosives.
Well, just because the jobs are going away and they don't pay
the scarcity.
And they don't pay anything and you can lose it quickly. Okay. Yeah, it sucks.
Mm-hmm. All right,
I used to be a DJ, though, for the record.
You did.
Everybody
you did.
Coming in number 9 tonight on the Hot 9 at 9. It's the Eurythmics. Here's I Touch Myself.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
No, it was Eurythmics. It was the I Touch Myself, I Want You to Know. And I Touch I Want anybody else
when I think about you.
I Touch Myself. And I didn't know what that song was as a kid. Mm-hmm. Who sings it? I Touch the Vinyls is who
the
it is.
Vinyls.
I didn't even look it up. The Vinyls.
Dang, dude.
Yeah, thank you. Is that
okay.
it, Amy?
Well, I have a step-by-step guide to pretend if you like a present if you're opening it and you're like, eh, okay?
Okay, what you should do?
Yes, just real quick.
No. I'm going to warn this is for later today for me.
And this has to go fast because surprises don't last long, so do all of these steps quickly.
Go.
First, raise your eyebrows and widen your eyes without blinking.
Got it.
Then relax your jaw and make an face.
Like, wow.
Then next, look at the gift giver and hold a gaze. Raise your voice higher to thank them.
Thank you!
And then clasp your hands together at your chest and say, aw.
Oh, this is awesome. It's like a helium balloon.
I don't know,
but I don't believe it.
Not believable.
Okay. And then I got the best modern country Christmas songs.
Oh, cool.
We'll go over the top three. Casey Musgraves, Feliz Navidad.
Just quality Christmas music from Casey Musgraves on the album. She has like that Santa hat on and it maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, but it is awesome. All right, here you go.
Feliz Navidad.
And at number two, Brett Eldridge, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Come on.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most.
And then at number one, Dan and Shay, Officially Christmas.
Oh, that's just a good one, too. Here you go.
It's officially Christmas. I'm officially yours. I'm officially wishing for something not in store.
Hey, I feel, what are they called? The current?
Modern.
I feel modern. Very modern. Holiday modern right now.
I do have an honorable mention.
Okay, go ahead.
Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots. Yeah. Elf on the Shelf.
Elf on the Shelf.
Okay.
I wish the elf on the shelf would elf himself. You might find him in a bubble bath scrubbing with a loofah.
That's a jam right there.
Wow.
All right, thank you, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Madeline is a 6-year-old from Los Angeles, California. Her birthday's coming up, and she goes to her parents and says, Mom, Dad, I want a unicorn for my birthday. Well, unicorn, huh? How are we going to get a unicorn? They said, you're going to have to write the county and say, can I get a permit to keep a unicorn in my backyard? So she went and wrote a handwritten note saying, hey, do I have permission to have a unicorn in my backyard? They got the letter, and they said, you can keep a unicorn in your backyard, and they also gave her some rules, including the unicorn is fed at least one of its favorite treats, watermelon, once a week.
Oh.
The unicorn is given regular access to sunlight, moonbeams, and rainbows.
Where are they going to find moonbeams this time of year?
And you must wash the unicorn at least once a week.
Oh.
And so they did all that. So she's all excited. And today is her actual birthday. And she's going to go down to the county office. And they're going to present her with a brand new stuffed unicorn.
That's good. I like
that
it.
That is good.
I like it. Hopefully her parents aren't like suckered into getting a white horse.
Yeah. With like
with a horn on it.
I know.
It.
Like somebody drives up. Hey.
Yeah.
That's an awesome story. That's fun that they did that. I like it. That's Tell Me Something Good. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.